Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Happy Monday, if that's such a thing. You're listening to the Weather Insider Podcast from Monday, May 16th. Bernie Reno, Christina Schloop. I would say Schloop.
I think you like the loop part.
I like the loop part. How would you say it?
Shall hoop, but also.
Shall hoop.
I have also had.
It's too late.
But I've also
You'll
had
always
family
be
members.
Schloop to me.
I was going to say, I had my own family say Schloop because we like the loop.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, now that's in my head.
I mean, to be fair.
I'll never get it out.
I need a nickname for you. Anyone listening, if you have nicknames for Bernie, please.
I still think, you know, the best word to describe me though is chaos, right?
Oh,
chaos.
Absolutely.
It's absolutely.
There's a reason you talk about chaotic weather. It's because you are the human form.
I really am. I really am. And it's chaos today, really quickly, northeast. Positively tilted trough coming through Pennsylvania and New York State this afternoon. There's going to be some strong thunderstorms, strong low-level jet, too, and it's a strengthening low-level jet. You've got to worry about the area. I think the area of concern with the damaging winds is going to be from Albany toward Philly toward the Jersey Shore. That's where you have to watch it. Now, maybe the thunderstorms weaken as they get toward the Jersey Shore this evening, but I think that's the area where you may see widespread wind damage this afternoon and this evening. I think the threat lessens the farther west you go. So let's say from like a Syracuse State College, West Virginia panhandle, the thunderstorms are occurring in the early afternoon. So I think the threat there is less, but you heat things up. There's lots of humidity. We've already had thunderstorms firing up across central Pennsylvania, even eastern Pennsylvania. The atmosphere is loaded with moisture. So you want to make sure you have the AccuWeather app downloaded. You could get all of the warnings that come in. Also, don't forget, you can track the thunderstorms in real time. Mm-hmm. And we have Minutecast, minute-by-minute weather for your exact locations. Hot, hot, hot.
Ugh.
Southwest, South Central into Texas is going to be hot all week. There will be some relief this weekend. But it's not only the heat that we're concerned about.
No, it's heat and it's storms and it's fire. It's everything. I mean, if you live in Texas today, Texas, you're really getting the brunt of it. But even into the Gulf states, we're going to see some issues. But let's talk about Texas first, because we're looking at triple digit temperatures, not just today, not just tomorrow, but Wednesday, too. After Wednesday, things, I want to say cool down, but I don't want to mislead you. Cool is not the operative word. It's just going to be not as miserably hot. It's still going to be hot. Unfortunately, the heat is not just going to be an issue on its own. But first of all, we do have some storms that we could see mainly in the Texas and Oklahoma panhandles and just on the state line of New Mexico. These are going to be out ahead of a dry line, and you get kind of a funky little thing happening here. It's just been so dry for so long, and our dew points are so low that you might not actually see any of the rain touch the ground until you get further into Texas, which is bad news because New Mexico needs the rain, and New Mexico is looking like it's going to get none of the rain. On the flip side, storms like this, we call them dry thunderstorms, bring a lot of wind. So you get literally the opposite of what you need. You get the heat, you get the wind, and you get no rain in New Mexico. That means we still have fire danger in the area as well, and that's going to kind of bleed into Texas a little bit as well as you get into West Texas. Now, as we get to tomorrow, we do have some more storms that look like they could fire up a little bit further to the north, this time centered more into Kansas. This is something we're going to be watching closely just because, I mean, look, severe storms are severe storms, especially out in the plains. You say it all the time. You can't get just a regular old thunderstorm in the plains. You just can't.
Either nothing happens or you get crunched.
It's
one of the two.
And you know what? Just looking at this pattern compared to what we saw last week with our dry lines, we had just one after the other for like, what, 3-4 days in a row? It was exactly what, you know, it's like a little recipe, right? You're getting the super gusty winds and you're getting some hail, and that's what we're looking at for today. Tomorrow, things could be a little bit different. We're going to have to pay attention for that as well.
Meanwhile, in the tropics, not much has changed. Trough is building in the Gulf of Mexico. That's already started the process where you get a gyre that forms in the Southern Caribbean. What's a gyre? It's just a large area of counterclockwise flow where you get low pressure. And that happens because on the western side of the trough, if you can envision it, you get the winds out of the west, northwest, and Central America. Then across the islands from like Cuba, Hispaniola, you have the winds coming in from the east, right? So if you imagine easterly winds, northwesterly winds, you can kind of see how you have that gyre that's forming. Now, we'll see if this system can develop. It's also going to be aided by a tropical wave moving around 63, 64 west of Trinidad and Tobago. That energy gets involved. I think even if it does form, I still think there's a 50-50 chance it's going to try to form at least into a depression. I think it's got odds of it becoming a strong storm to me. Are limited because there's going to be west southwest shear in the in the Gulf of Mexico this weekend. Mm-hmm. So we're going to watch that. One other big news: another shot of chilly air coming into the northwest.
Oh my gosh!
By the time
you're
we get into
kidding.
Wednesday and Thursday, yeah.
Yeah, you know how we've been talking about nothing but heat for like a straight week.
Well, not in the northwest,
we
right?
could see
more
the
snow.
Dreaded S word.
Yeah, I think it's going to snow to passes. Snoqualmie, mm-hmm. Stevens, White.
Yeah.
Willamette, all through the rest of the passes, Sentium in Oregon. I think snow levels get down to below 4,000 feet.
Yeah.
So another shot of chill. And by the way, that front then comes toward the central U.S. as we get into Friday and then the Northeast over the weekend. So while it cools down in the Northeast Tuesday, Wednesday, it warms right back up mm-hmm. Thursday and then widespread heat on Friday. As I mentioned, make sure you download the AccuWeather app. It is a free download. Christina and I back with you on Tuesday.
Thank you for listening to today's edition of Weather Insider. For the latest in breaking weather news, be sure to follow Bernie Reno on Twitter at AccuReno. And be sure to subscribe, rate, and review all of our podcasts on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.